And at 1:34, Kate Radio, spring sports previews continue. Afternoons with Aaron, and this is the first track and field coach we've talked with this season, and we're going to head up the road to a New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Dewey Ferber, longtime head coach of track and field for the Panthers, joins us. And Dewey, a good afternoon. How are you?
Very good, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Now, have you been the head coach, did I read this right, like 30-plus years?
Yeah, this will be year 33 for me.
Year 33. Well, thank you for being a coach for that long. And anytime you have that much a longevity as a head coach, I assume you love coaching these kids.
Oh, absolutely. That's the main reason that you do it. It's just, just giving the kids something to do and actually gain some confidence in themselves and have some fun along the way. So definitely love it for the kids.
Now, Dewey, before we talk about this year's team, let's just rewind like we have with the other coaches as well and talk about last season. What are some of the things that, I guess, stood out for last year's Panther track and field team?
Last year was such a different year. The numbers were way down because we're just getting off of COVID and whatnot. Yeah. So we ended up like fourth, team wise. I think we had 24 boys and 15 girls. So our numbers were down, especially on the girls side, the lowest that I've ever had them. So that caused a little bit of concern, but a lot of the girls stepped up and they were doing, 3-4 events every meet,
wow, okay.
You know, just to fill in the, you know, the void of the, as far as numbers goes. On the boys' side, it was a little bit different, having probably 9, 10 more boys out, but yet it was still difficult to field a good, strong team and not have them doing 4 events per meet.
Who were some of your maybe top athletes last year?
Oh, we had Brandon Howison was a really good thrower for us. Max Selton was a great sprinter for us. We had a number of different fellas that would do like a lot of the relays and some of the jumping, throwing in different events. But I think we lost four senior boys last year, and we ended up this year we have 4 senior boys again, but on the girls' side we didn't have 1 senior girl, so that we basically have our whole team plus a whole bunch more this year. So yeah, that was probably the biggest thing, was the lower numbers last year.
Dewey Ferber, again, head coach in New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, boys and girls track and field here on Kate. And I don't know if you have a roster in front of you there, coach, but just talk about some of the athletes on both the boys and girls side that make up this year's team.
Yeah, that, talking about last year being such low numbers, this year for some reason we had an absolute explosion of kids. I've got mid-30s on both the boys and the girls, so we're actually taking 2 buses to meet so far this year, and that is a good problem to have, which shows I think the kids are ready to get out and do something, and I think they're sick of sitting around, so it's a lot of first-timers that are coming out. But I got 6 senior girls that are out this year. Britton Anderson has been out for a few years, really nice thrower for us. She throws both a shot and a disc. We had a young lady, Cora Harple, come out. She's this will be her first year out, but interested in the throwing as well. Maddie Johansson is a first timer. She's going to be a sprinter for us. Natalie Johnson is one of the more decorated. She's been out since 7th grade, returning conference champion in the 100 hurdles. So she'll run the 100 and the 300 hurdles. Journey Updahl is just an absolute mid-distance machine, and she'll be running 4x8. We have a really nice 4x8 team of mostly upperclassmen, and she also runs like the open 800 and the 4x4. Does a little triple jump in there too. And then we've got another senior, Tori Volley, who's been an absolute stallion for us, running the mile. She runs a 4x8. Last year she filled in for the 4x4 all the time. And in these group of leaders, you know, they are just out there trying to help the younger kids, show them how to do different things, and help them through their growing pain, so to speak. But tremendous group of girl leaders this year, especially on the senior class.
And when it comes to the boys' side, do you have a good number of seniors there?
I got four senior boys. Eric Arvis, who's been out, I believe, since seventh grade, middle distance. He's kind of turning into a sprinter and a high jumper for me this year. Jackson Beck, who finished second in the high jump last year, is back, and he's looking good this year so far. He's kind of got some problems with some leg pulls, so he's probably just going to be doing some high jump and possibly some short sprint relays. Matthew Mueller last year and previous years has been one of our relay gurus. He runs both a 4x1, 4x2, and then sometimes he hasn't gotten involved too much on the field events, but that's something we're trying to push this year. Nick Petzinger has been a nice 400 runner for us, so he'll run the 400 in the open and then also the 4x4, trying to get him involved in maybe the triple or the long as well. But those are the four seniors I have out this year and tremendous leaders. These guys, you know, they step up and again, just like the girls, they trying to teach these younger ones and especially a lot of the inexperienced people that we have that are brand new of how to do things and how to, do them properly to better the team.
Previewing again, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, boys and girls track and field with longtime head coach Dewey Ferber here on Kate Radio. You mentioned a meet, maybe a couple already. I'm assuming that meets you had, were they indoors?
Yes, sir. We had two meets. One, this was a week ago, 2 weeks ago now. We had a Saturday meet, and then we came back and had a Monday meet, so we didn't have anything in between, and there was a definite drop-off from Saturday, which was exciting, and everybody was all ready to roll, and then on Monday you could see some serious sluggishness, but we ended up going over, and the first meet was the Gopher Conference indoor, and our girls took first place, and our boys took third place. And then USC hosted another meet, and it was different schools. But again, it was a absolutely wonderful meet to have, especially with the weather we've been having. So, and just a chance to compete, and the girls finished first again, just by like a point or two, and then the boys ended up third again. But It was just great to see some of the kids get out and compete. There's not as many indoor events as there are outdoor, so things were, space was limited. So we stretched it out so a lot of kids only had one or two events, and a lot of our new kids got a chance to compete for the first time. And especially in an indoor setting, it's kind of overwhelming because there's so much going on in an indoor track meet that, you know, we're waiting to get outside and actually be able to spread out a little bit more and maybe take some of the anxiety down. But they've had a couple under their belt now, so stepping in and out outdoor meet probably won't be a big deal for them.
And Dewey, where were the two indoor meets held?
Mankato State.
Okay. Very, very nice complex for an indoor track and field meet. When it comes to, I guess, some of the meets that really stand out for your squad, maybe they're all important, we know that, but what are some of the maybe the bigger meets, or maybe you have a home meet coming up this season? Talk about that.
I've always been a huge conference guy. I love the idea of the conference meet. That's always the one you want to do the best at. There's some other extremely more important meets, but that's more of a school pride type of a thing. When we get into the other meets, like for instance, subsection and sections, there you're trying to advance maybe yourself and not worried as much about the team. And we maneuver some different people out of events so they're so they're rested for the event that they got a chance to move on to sections or move on to state when we get to the section meet. The other one that's of big importance has been the true team meet, which is a little different run meet, but it's all about team, and that individual, it doesn't really matter. It's everything revolves around team. So I really like that meet. Our girls back in, the early 2000s we had won the section true team meet a couple times and got to go up and compete in the state true team meet, which was really fun. I'd like to get there eventually some year. I don't think we have the firepower this year, but we'll definitely make a little noise when we get there.
Now, Dewey, you mentioned the girls taking first in the first two meets. I'm assuming your team is considered one of the favorites in the Gopher Conference. And on the girls' side, who else would be some of the favorites?
Oh, Evelyn Nydegger is probably our biggest point scorer. And she's just a sophomore, but she runs 400. She runs a 4x8, 4x4. She triple jumps, and she does it phenomenally. Very, very nice athlete. And hard worker. She's the one that really shows a lot of these kids how to prepare and how they should be doing things if that's what they want to do and be the best. Other than that, you know, we've got some people that have been around just a little bit of time, but Holly Bartness is one that comes across that she's a hard worker. Chloe Reaver. Now these guys are just eighth graders. Quinn Van Meldeham is probably the one right now that has a chance of maybe advancing to the state meet. But I have 3, 4, 5 girls that right now that's a good possibility. But last year she got close, to making it to state. And then we've got all kinds of, new girls that are going to step into those roles and be point scorers, because you can really see some solid performers in our future.
You know, talking about point scorers, how about on the boys' side?
Boys' side, we got Sawyer Priggy, who's a junior this year. He's the defending high jump champion for the conference, and he's already PR'd at the indoor. He actually went 5'10". Last year with 5'8 was his previous best. So looking ahead for Sawyer's got a shot of possibly making it to state, because we now moved from two classes, single A and double A, to three classes, single A, double A, and triple A, where we'll still be in the class A. And they moved the standard down from 6'3 to make it to state. If he makes 6'1, he's going to go to state. So
nice.
So both Jackson and Sawyer got a chance to get up to that height. But Sawyer's been a really good performer. He's having a little issues with some leg right now. So again, he'll probably be focusing more on the high jump than anything. But, you know, other than that, we've got a bunch of guys that are coming out. Will Huddle came out last year for the first time, and he's a freshman this year. And sophomore this year, Hurdler. This kid grew so much, and he's really having an outstanding indoor season. And then we're expecting him to score a lot of points in both of the hurdles. And then you got some younger guys like Jacob Carl, who is our distance, and he's only an eighth grader this year. As a seventh grader, he made a lot of noise. The kid is like the Energizer Bunny. He can just keep going and going and going in that 2 mile. Devin Nelton, another eighth grader, he came in and just kind of shocked all of us at how good of a middle distance runner he actually is. So, you know, we've got some guys, we've got some other, you know, Connor Nelson, for instance, he's a junior this year. He's middle distance person that scores a lot of points. And then you got, you know, we've got some throwers. You got Evan Beckman back, Aiden Berg. These guys hopefully will be able to score some points in the throws. So yeah, we've got, I don't think we have enough firepower to get, Maple River this year in the conference, but man, oh man, we'll try, but Maple River is stacked. They've got a really nice team. So they're going to be tough to beat.
Talking track and field, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, head coach for the boys and the girls, Dewey Ferber, here on Kate Radio. And coach, thank you so much for the preview. Thanks for sharing all that information. I love that the numbers are up for your team. Numbers are always important when it comes to any sports. Thank you for the preview, and we'll keep everybody up to date on how Panther track and field is doing throughout the season.
Thank you very much, Aaron.